Make life happen the way you like it. Make life happen the way you like it. Life is going to take place in all of our worlds, in all of our experiences. Life is going to be who we are and what we are. But what is it who we are and what is it what we are? Are we going to take life and take it as we don't want it to be? Or are we going to take life and make it what we want it to be? Are we going to like it? Make life happen the way you like it. Now, what would you like to have happen in your life? What would you like to have in your world? Would you like to have peace and harmony and joy? Then let that be the way you like it, the way you want it, the way you think about it all the time. If you want to, you can look at all of the experiences in life and claim only those that are good and beautiful, claim only those that are outstanding and fantastic, claim only those that are for you. Make life happen the way you like it. And you do that by where your concentration is, where your thinking is, where your attitude is. Now, you can look at an accident that's forthcoming and your car is going to hit a tree or it's going to be damaged in some way, and instantly you say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, and sincerely speak your word that this is how you like it, all is in divine order, and your car will not hit the tree. Your car may appear to hit the tree, just going next to it, but your car will not hit the tree. Your car is under your control because you are making life happen the way you like it. And the way you like it is all in divine order. Now, you look at people who are having a discussion with you and they're disagreeing with you very heartily about some ideas that you have, and you think about it. Well, how can I make life happen the way I like it? Well, the first thing you do is not to argue. Because if you argue, you merely cause people to think up reasons why it is the way they believe it is to be. What you do is you begin to think of ways that you'd like to have it be. You think of ways that it is happy for you, joyous for you, fantastic for you. You think of ways that all is in divine order. That's what you do. You think of those ways. Now, what happens when you think of those ways? When you think of those ways, then instead of going against what the other person's saying to you, going against the argument, you look for what is agreeable in the other person's comments. And you say, oh, that's a good idea. It's a good idea to always take our mind and think on things that are valuable to us. It reminds me of what I saw the other day when this little boy was throwing stones at the other children, and the other children were throwing stones back at him. And I said to him, well, one of you stops, and then you both stop. Watch and see. And so one of the boys was listening, and he stopped throwing stones. And the other didn't want to throw stones because there was no contest. There was nothing to throw stones about. And so he was making life happen the way he liked it to happen. Now you say, oh, that's not the way it works. Yes, it is. Powerfully, wonderfully, grandly, that's the way it works. When you are having an argument with a person, find some of the good points of their argument. Find some of the good points in their attitude and say, now that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of it that way before. You're a good thinker. You come up with some good ideas. Instantly, that person stops trying to compete with you and starts trying to be a blessing with you and work harmoniously with you. It's all a matter of how you look at life and how you handle it. Are you strong enough in your integrity? Are you strong enough in your own self-worth that you say, hey, I like your idea. You got some good ideas there. I don't say you have some bad ideas there, but I say you have some good ideas there. And then I begin to enumerate those good ideas that they have, and instantly they become on my team. Instantly they are helpful to me to accomplish what I would like it to be. They're working with me, they're helping me, they're guiding me, they're being part of my world, and it is wonderful. But it's only because I have taken the time to search what they were saying and find the good in it. We have this opportunity every day of our life. We have the opportunity every day of our life to find the good. And as we find the good, what happens to us? As we find the good, we find that we are living joyful, happy, harmonious lives. We are living lives filled with peace and filled with magic. We are living lives filled with harmony, filled with love. We are living lives that are most marvelous, most fantastic, most exquisite. All because, instead of arguing, we said, now let's see what are some of the good points of your comments. What are some of the valuable ideas that you have there to share? And you say that to yourself, not to the other person. And then as you're listening for the valuable ideas to share, you say, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah, and where they are in conflict with you, you don't address that. You address where they are in presence with you, in awareness with you, in happiness with you, in joy with you. And as you do that, you find that they have a lot of points that are happy and harmonious with you. All of the ugliness, all of the argumentativeness, all of the feelings where life is not going the way we want it to go, fades away when we find the good in life. And we find the good in life by looking at life just the way it is presented to us. And now, if we can find good there, you can be sure that that will all be on our behalf. That'll all be on our lifestyle. And all of life will turn out to be a pretty wonderful thing. And we will indeed be saying, make a life happen the way you like it to happen. Make a life happen the way you like it to happen. And as you make your life happen the way you like it to happen, what happens to you? What happens to you is that everything becomes roses. Everything becomes beautiful. Everything becomes something fantastic and glorious. Everything becomes what you want it to be, now and forevermore. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for life being what you want it to be now and forevermore? Are you ready for that? If you're ready, then everything you do will focus gloriously, wonderfully, fantastically in your world for you in every beautiful way. Search today for the good, the way you like it. Search today all the events of life and find in each event the way you like it. Find in each event where yesterday you found its failures and faults, today you're finding its glory and its vision. Yesterday you found something that you couldn't handle, and today you find something you can handle and something that you can work with beautifully. And pretty soon the entire project changes from an impossibility to the most natural thing in the world, and you are its master, and it's working perfectly for you. Put that cause in motion for yourself and watch how it works. It is a wonderful, wonderful project. It's so simple. It's so simple. Don't fight it. Love it. Find a joy in it. And pretty soon, it will all be a joy for you. Know that as you're looking for this joy in other people and yourself, know that I say of you, I love you. I love you. I love you.